Judge Pottle to quit State Court of Appeals. February 1st, The Atlanta Journal, Sunday, the 21st of December, 1913, page 1, column 1. Sam S. Bennett, of Albany, will in all probability be appointed new jurist. Pottle to practice law in Albany. 3. Appellate judges must go before voters. Judge Pottle's successor will serve only short time. B for election. 3 names considered. Judge J.R. Pottle is to resign his place on the State Court of Appeals early in February to take up the practice of law at Albany, and Sam S. Bennett of Albany will, it is said, be appointed by Governor Slayton to succeed him on the appellate court. Neither Judge Pottle nor Governor Slayton have made any public announcement of the former S. intention to leave the Court of Appeals, and only a very few individuals have been apprised of the fact. Governor Slayton is said to have had under consideration for Judge Pottle's successor S. S. Bennett of Albany, Peyton Wade of Dublin, and Warren Grice of Hawkinsville. Those who are in on the secret, however, are of the opinion that the place has been tendered to Mr. Bennett, or very soon will be. There have been rumors for several months that Judge Pottle intended to resign, but upon each occasion when he was asked concerning these rumors, he has replied by saying that he had the matter under consideration, but had not reached any definite decision. A recent rumor had it that Judge Pottle would resign on January 1st, but from reliable authority comes the information that he will probably file his resignation with the governor early in January to become effective February 1st, has served 3 years. Judge Pottle was engaged in the practice of law at Blakely when he was appointed to the Court of Appeals about 3 years ago. Governor Slayton was then acting governor, and when Judge Arthur G. Powell resigned from the appellation bench, he named Judge Pottle to succeed him. Judge Pottle ran for re-election in the primary of 1911 and tied with Judge N.R. Broyles of Atlanta, who has recently announced himself a candidate for the appellate court against Judge L.S. Roan. At the Macon Convention, Judge Broyles, in the interest of harmony, withdrew his name, and Judge Pottle was elected. 3 in election. The resignation of Judge Pottle will mean that all 3 judges of that court must go before the people in next summer's primary. The term of Judge R.R. Russell expires in January 1915, and under the law, judges appointed to fill unexpired terms on that court hold office only until the next succeeding general state election. Judge Roan was recently appointed to succeed Judge B.H. Hill, who resigned to accept the judgeship of the new criminal division of the Fulton County Superior Court. Judge Pottle's successor will be given an appointment by Governor Slayton only until the voters have an opportunity to ratify same at the next succeeding general election. Page 5, Column 1. No personalities in brief. In Frank Case, supplemental brief of defense to be completed by Wednesday. The supplemental brief which counsel for the defense in the Leo M. Frank case will file with the State Supreme Court will be completed about Wednesday, according to Reuben R. Arnold, one of Frank S. attorneys. Mr. Arnold and Luther Z. Rosser have been at work on the brief for several days. This brief, says Mr. Arnold, will simply point out certain errors of fact which appear in the main brief filed by the state. The newspaper stories to the effect that it would deal in personalities and viciously attack Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey are incorrect. It will not be characterized by its adjectives, as seems to be the impression, but will simply point out the mistakes made by the state in setting out facts connected with the Frank trial. Page 5, Column 2. Minor Lodge of Masons install new officials. East Atlanta Order has elaborate ceremony and banquet to guests. EA Minor Lodge, Free and Accepted Masons, held their annual communication, election, and installation of officers Friday evening. The following members were elected to fill the offices for the ensuing year: EA Minner, Worshipful Master; T.W. Connolly, Senior Warden; J.H. Olson, Junior Warden; J.M. Kirkpatrick, Treasurer; Horace Grant, Secretary; D.H. Christopher Tyler, and Dr. Horace Grant, representative of the Masonic Relief Board. G.E. Matthews was appointed Senior Deacon; B.W. Botenreiter, Junior Deacon; W.C. Owens, Senior Steward; and J.P. Stewart, Junior Steward. Thomas Evans, acting as Grand Master, assisted by W.H. Terrell, acting Deputy Grand Master, conducted the installation ceremonies. The ceremonies were public, and a large number of Masons, their wives, daughters, and friends were present. On behalf of the Lodge, City Attorney James L. Mason, past Master of Atlanta Lodge, presented the retiring Master, M. Ball, with a beautiful past Master S. Jewel. A banquet was served by the ladies of East Atlanta to the Masons and their friends.